This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Shane Meadows is a self-taught British filmmaker with 5 feature films to his credit. All have been working-class dramas, all had minuscule budgets, and all earned less than $200,000 worldwide. But his latest film, This Is England, took in more than $3 million during its debut in the United Kingdom. And critic Bob Mondello says it deserves to be a hit in the U.S., too.
Maggie Thatcher's England, 1983, just after the Falklands War. In a town where there are no jobs, men who want to support their families headed off to become cannon fodder, leaving their children behind. Sean is a smart 12-year-old who lost his father in the war and who therefore, in the merciless logic of the schoolyard, gets picked on constantly. So his eyes are blurred with tears as he blunders into what looks like trouble, a gang of skinheads lounging beneath an overpass. Luckily, their leader, at least, sounds sympathetic.
I can see he's upset. Will you behave with a flirt comment? Just come on. 5 minutes. Just come and have a sit down, mate.
But they all just pick on me. Everyone does.
So what's this? Who's picking on you, lad?
Some lad at school.
What's his name?
Harvey.
Harvey? So the bloody girl's name is Harvey.
Hello, I'm Harvey. I've come to give you gin. I've got one of these for you, Sonny Jim. I've got one of those for you. My name is Harvey.
The giggles start, and Sean suddenly has friends.
Hey,
Jim.
Older friends, and not exactly the role models that Sean's mother might have chosen for him, but in the early 1980s, these skinheads are not neo-Nazis either. The little gang that adopts Sean as a sort of mascot listens to West Indian music and even has a black gang member, jokingly referred to as Milky. And if their idea of fun includes vandalism, it also includes ice cream and joking in diners and quiet parties where an outlandish-looking older girl with black lipstick and ratted hair catches Sean's eye. He angles for his first kiss like a proper little gentleman.
Would you like to take a turn up the garden with me?
Oh, that's sweet, isn't it? You're a little sweetheart, aren't you?
It's making me emotional.
Filmmaker Shane Meadows was himself a skinhead in his early teens, and there are undercurrents of autobiography here, as you'll gather from a certain similarity of names, Shane, Sean. But if the film's initial portrait of this rebellious youth tribe is more appealing than you expect, change was coming to the skinhead culture in 1983, and in This Is England, it tromps in heavy boots, a 30-year-old skinhead ex-con whose racist, profanity-laced rants changed the whole tone of the film.
We're giving the flats to these packies, right, who've got 50 and 60 in a flat on their own. There's 3.5 million unemployed out there, and that Thatcher sends us on a phony war. The Falklands?
The gang is appalled, but Sean sits mesmerized. Writer-director Meadows likes to mix professional and non-professional actors. In this film, needing a standout for Sean, he found him in a town near where he was filming, an underprivileged 13-year-old, small for his age, diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, and recently rejected for a bit part in his school play. As Sean, little Thomas Turgoose doesn't have a bit part. He's in virtually every scene and is terrific throughout. Tough, sometimes scared, other times scary, especially when the film reaches the Clockwork Orange-style ultra-violence it's been headed for from the beginning. This youngster leaves you thinking about the effects of being an outcast, of violence, and of needing a father figure, much as the film leaves you thinking about a skinhead culture of outcasts, given to violence, born in a moment of war when father figures were elsewhere. Is that too simplistic? Well, maybe. But it's persuasive enough in This Is England to leave you thinking that maybe this is England. I'm Bob Mondello.
And you can see clips from This Is England and read more coverage of this week's movies at npr.org.